Okay, we go for five short ideas for Parshas Korach, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Lernish Belenishmas, Eset Tehila Bas, Rav Gavriel Pinchas, Good Chodesh to everyone. Oh, it's a special Parsha, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, my Ofer Parsha, my Chalik Bar Mitzvah Parsha, Bilal Chayim, Baruch Hashem, Simchas. So I always like to start Parshas Korach with the following idea for that Rabbi Zweig Shlita, Rabbi Zweig from Miami Beach, says so beautifully from her first. She said this on my offer, and I never forgot it. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hey Mishnah Chaf, Koma Kolkas Shilah Shem Shemayim Sof Leskayim, Shein Shemayim In Sof Leskayim. Any Mechukas that's such for Kadosh Baruch Hu's sake will last. Anything that's not will not last. Any Mechukas Shilah Shemayim Zu Mechukas Hilav Hashamay. What's a Mechukas Shem Shemayim Shilah Hashamay? Shein Shilah Shemayim Zu Mechukas Korach Vechodafim. This is a Mechukas Korach and his congregation. Says Rav Hirsch and other many Mepharshim as well, including the Marv HaShemesh, as Yard said, is tomorrow night. The Rabbi Melech also has a beautiful idea. Look at previous years on this idea. It says Hillel V'Shamayim in one for L'Shem Shemayim side. V'She'in L'Shem Shemayim, it says Korach V'Chodaso. What should it say? The Mishnah should say Korach V'Chodaso and Moshe. Or Korach V'Chodaso against Moshe and Aaron. Or Korach V'Chodaso against Aaron. It doesn't, it leads out the second hit. Why Dafka doesn't it say Korach V'Chodaso? Says Rav Hirsch. And Rabbi Zweig applied this to marriage, or will apply it to any relationship. When someone is so not L'Shem Shemayim, when someone's so focused on their own brother, on their own view, and their own perspective, and their own gain, you can't even see the other side. Says Rav Hirsch, if someone's so not in the idea, and it's so only for themselves, and not for Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't even see the other side. Korach Chodoso means they couldn't even see the other side. They're so focused on their own, negativities, and they're only focused on themselves. And that's what Rabbi Zweig said. He applied it to marriage. He says, it's now for your whole life, you're all focusing on yourself. Now it's to think about other people. That's something that we do anything in any relationship, not just in marriage. And that's starting thinking of Thomas. Now we have to start thinking about the 3 weeks, thinking about how can I look at other people's view. I saw a beautiful maisa from Rosh Shlomo Zalman. And they said Rosh Shlomo Zalman, who very famously didn't, he came up to his Rebbetzin's funeral and says, I don't have to ask Mechila. We never got into a fight. And then the next week, one of his bachim told him, Rabbi, you know, Baruch Hashem, I haven't fought my wife. We haven't any arguments. He said, I don't understand. Did you get divorced? No. He said, no, you're supposed to have arguments, but it doesn't mean you have to fight. Just because you have an argument doesn't mean you have to fight. But try to see the other perspective, sort of Shlomo Zalman. That's what Shlomo Zalman is all about. He's saying, of course we had disagreements. Just because you have a disagreement doesn't mean you have to fight. Just try to see from the other side. I love that idea from Hirsch, from Zalman, beautiful. Rabbi Zweig, Shlita, said on my offer a few years ago, back in the day, Baruch Hashem, beautiful idea, especially to get ready. As Hashem, hopefully we won't have the 3 weeks, but if we do it, we have to get ready in our bed on the Chaveir, in our Midas, in our Achdus, and our Avos, Adi number 2. Adi number 2 comes to us for the Bnei Yisachar, quoting his Rebbe Nachum Mendel Rimanover. And we know, he says, the Pasuk says in our Parsha, Pasuk is specifically, where is the Pasuk? Moshe says, you should separate from this Eda. And we also learn this word Eda, congregation, from last week's parsha by the Meraglim. Yudal Chav Zayin. If you look at the Gemara Megill, Chav Gimel Mebez, or Brachos Chav Alpha Mebez, what do we learn here? From the Eda of Korach, from the Eda Meraglim, we learn you could have a Dover Shmedusha, you have the 10 Meraglim, and you have the 10 people of Korach's congregation, you have to have, when you say Baruchu, the Kaddish or Kedusha, you have to have 10 men. And if for a minion, you have to have 10 men. It says Bnei Yisachar, what's going on over here? We learn that Gezer Shever, Toch, Be Barul Mitoch Ha'ida Azos, we learn Davish Medusha from Korach and from Meraglim. Says the Renachim and Renner exactly. If the Gemara, Megillah, Gemara and Brachos, you learn out the Davish Medusha is Daska 10 people. Where do we learn from? What's the source? That's the source for us to have a minyanim for 10 people nowadays from Meraglim and Korach. We learn from here. Harai Mizeh Shekol Ha'inyanim Ha'ilu. Einam davar pashut klal. They were not pashut things. They're not pashut things. They say, I believe, from the one of the rebbes. I forgot who. Rabbi Ephraim Waxman Shlita always says one of the rebbes said that he was a Gilgal from back in the time of the times of Korach, and he remembers who he was. He remembers whose side he took. He said he was in the middle. So the Korach side it was such. Korach was a big tzaddik. He had mamish. He said he was a mamish in the middle. He was mamish in the middle. But for us to be able to realize that nothing is always so pashut. And there's a machlokes between tzaddikim. you know, on the peripheral, it looks like there's a machlokes, but really at the end of the day, things aren't so pashut when they're happening. Sometimes we're so focused on this Haran, or on this Rebbe, on this Hasidus, or on this Kamiri. You have to understand things are never so pashut, and usually, and more than likely, there are things that are happening behind the scenes, and it's usually Eilav, Eilav, Diralakim, Chaim. And not to say that in our case, it was Eilav, Eilav, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were right. But I think the idea for the Menesasi was for us to be able to realize that Dover should be Dush, we learn out from the Meraglim and Korach. Then at the end of the day, if we learn out a source, the Halacha Doraisa, that wasn't so pushing. These people were Mamish, Gedoylin Mamish. And yes, they made a mistake, but for us to be able to realize not to judge a book by its cover. I think that's what the idea. Don't judge a book by its cover. That's what we learn from here. Even by the greatest sins, one of the greatest sins, the Meraglim and Korach, yet we learn Dover should be Dush over here, not to judge a book by its cover. And we add that on the idea number two. A second idea for the 3 weeks getting ready in our interpersonal relationships, idea number three. Idea number three is a Hayom Yom from Chav Vav Siva. We know the Rebbe, Lubavitch Rebbe, Zuchos Yagadil, was Yartzad this week, Gimel Thomas, he put together, when he became Rebbe, put together Hayom Yom. To learn a teaching from every single day, to start off your day with a teaching from one of the Hasidic masters, one of the Rebbe's, sometimes it's really unbelievable. You get it in English, it's great. The pasuk says, "V'yardu chayim sheola." V'yardu chayim sheola. Tezayim and lamed. They're going to go out. They're going to go down alive. Says the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe quoting his father-in-law. There is a bracha in going down alive to the grave. Our Chachamim explained, you know, "Bnei Korach lo meisu parshas pasuk apirchas." A place was fortified for them in Gehenna, but they did tshuva because repentance tshuva is effective only as long as one is alive. Only as long as not let the Kael Korach lo meisu. We know Rashi brings down not here in Parshas Korach, but Parshas Pirchas, that even in the ground, the sons of Korach did teshuva. They did teshuva, and that's why the Shvili Pinchas says, "Right, what's the mizmor we say right before Tekiya Shofar? It's Lam Natzeich Livnei Korach." And Rav Pinchas Freeman, the Baldayin from Melz in Yerushalayim Kodesh Shlita, he says, "Why are we talking about the Korach right before Tekiya Shofar? That even in the minutes, even in the seconds, the milliseconds before Tekiya Shofar, we could still affect tshuva from the past year. We could still, just like Korach's sons did tshuva, Lam Natzeich Livnei Korach to the sons of Korach, because they did tshuva, we could also do tshuva." And remind him in Meisor, Rizal Salanter saw a tailor working very late at night, and he heard from the window, he says, "As long as the candle is burning, I have work to do. As long as the candle is burning, I have work to do." That's our avoid of Rizal Salanter. As long as there is work, as long as there's light, I have work to do. And they say, Tamas and Av, you can't have an El without Tamas and Av. Yes, the focus is the 3 weeks in Achtos, but to be able to realize, they're really intertwined. They're really intertwined to make sure that Tamas, I forgot the name of the Rashi Tevas, but it's Nesham Shem, times for tshuva, to be able to make sure to look inward, to make sure we're working on a Ben Adam L'Chaver, Ben Adam L'Makab, Ben Adam L'Ma'atzmo, our Torah, our Chesed, our Voda, our Shemes Hinaim, our Midos, our Kedusha, our speech, whatever, everybody, our Achila, everybody knows their own Yitzhara, as the Krishna Tzumagna says, Ezu, who Gibor, Akoivish, is Yitzhara, who is strong, someone who conquers the Yitzhara, their Yitzhara, Yitzhara Shalom. Everyone has their own Yitzhara. They'll have also built a race with the Korach Lo Mesut, Friedrich Rebbe says, as long as they were in the ground, they were able to do tshuva. Vayadu Chaim Sha'ila, even though they were still alive, they were about to die, yet they still had a little left of life, and they were able to do tshuva. A beautiful mice we saw Salanter. That's what Shri Pichas sister said right before Shofar. I love that idea, especially coming into Tamaz Nav. It can't come into El without having a Tamaz Nav be on fire for tshuva, tshumiyar, tshumiyava, adina before. So we know Korach's family and his health, and everything gets swallowed up. Now, moving on to Chamishi. V'hinei parach mate Aaron lebeis Levi. We know that Aaron's staff, it starts spreading almonds, and it's an incredible thing. But it says the Av Hashem, the Kasav Rebbe, the much, much deeper idea for us to be able to understand. And we know that when it comes to Aaron, who does Aaron represent? Aaron represents Chesed. If you look at the Mishnah Pekei Avos, Av Yavis, Hevei Metaminu, Aaron, Oiv Shav, Radu Shalom, Mekavis, Lubiros. Aaron represents Shalom and Ava. And what it means to be a Kli, to be a receptacle for Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be a Kli means to be a Kohen Levi Yisrael. Chesed Din and Rachman. We know the Uksins in Gimel Yud Beis, the Mishnah says, "Lomatzah Kadosh Baruch Kli Machzik Bracha Li Yisrael Al Hashem." The greatest bracha, the greatest plan, insurance plan to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shefa in your life is to have Shalom. Now look back at the pasuk. Vinei Perach Matei Aaron LeBeis Levi. Perish. You want to have the fruits of Aaron. Perish Aaron Humidas Chesed. Be a Matei Aaron. Be a Mata. Be a staff of Chesed. And then, how do you do that? LeBeis Levi. Levi Lashon Dveikus. Look at when in Bereishis Chavtes Yilav Ish. be able to escort your brothers. You want to have shalom in your life, you want to have arna koin, you want to have chesed. You want to have chesed in your life? Make sure you're levi, make sure you're connecting to others, make sure you're dibi chavir. You can't just be focusing on yourself. You have to be caring for others, you have to be kind for others, and be committed to others. Especially in the summer months, when we're not in our regular schedules, maybe with our families, or maybe we have different yonim. This is the time, you want to have shabbat shalom in our life, you want to have chesed, you want to have chesed, you peta, mate, aron, you have chesed, you want to have chesed. Lebeis Levi, make sure you're a Levi. Make sure you're Levi, Levi Isha. Make sure you be Dovik to other Yidden. Make sure you're caring about other people. And the Kosovo Rebbe, the Avasham goes on to say, that's what Shabbos is called, Shabbos Shalom. Misha Zerich Lechab Matos HaShabbos Kodesh, Shibbos Arag Al Dogger Versa HaShabbos, Kroi, Kunach Lish Yish Mashka, Shofi Olav Chodesh, Zaranav HaShakudish HaShabbos Chodesh. The ones who have Shalom, the ones who have Shabbos is the greatest bracha of the week. As Shabbos is called Shalom. The ones who have Shalom is the ones who go out of their way to be kind and caring and to commit it. Like the Shalom says, can't kindle fire. No, it means you can't kindle anger on Shabbos. Like the Rebbe Ramech that would go into the kitchen and go into his family, every Rebbe Shlomo Kalb used to say that every Erev Shabbos, it looked like Erev Yom Kippur by the normal Ramech. Because he would go into every person in his household, begging them for mechila. Maybe he didn't treat them with the right kindness. Maybe he was a little too quick. It's a tremendous lesson. I'm not sure that everyone is on the same madriga, but for us to realize the lesson, you can't go into Shabbos Shalom, without having Shalom within your home, within your family, within your friends, within your community. To be able to make sure you go into Shabbos, you want the bracha of Shabbos, it's got to come with Shalom and Shlemus. The Maharal says, Shalom and Shlemus go together. You want to have Shlemus of Shabbos, you have to have Shalom. There's a Kafs Rebbe says, you want to have Chesed, Pat Mate Aron, you want to have Chesed, basically make sure you connect yourself to other people. Then you have the greatest bracha, the Mishnah says in Nukshah, beautiful idea from the Chassar, the Rebbe HaMelech. Let's finish up with idea number 5. Idea number 5 comes to us from the Panim Yofos, the Baal HaFlow. Yortzeit is also this week. Hashkacha Pratzeit, Yud Ches Ches, I believe this is in the Shvi. V'ani hinei nasati l'cha es mishmeres trumasa trumasai. Cheshbarach says you have to be able to make sure you have truma, and then guard my truma, you have the mitzvah of truma, trumas meiser. And the Yalkut Shimoni says here, V'ani, what is this V'ani? V'ani beratun hinei besimcha. And he means that you have to do it with simcha. Why dafka we learn over here by simcha, by tshuma? Says the Panim Yafas, there's two types of people who give tzedakah. People give tzedakah because they have to. People give tzedakah because they want to. And they should know some tzedakah by simcha. Misparach ha-melos ha-tzedakah, misrab me-yoyis v-yoyiser. He says that there are two types of tzedakah. Someone who does simcha, tzedakah that you have to, or you do tzedakah by simcha. Titilo ha-tzedakah by simcha. Shaz yikans ha-brachah ba-pam risha sh'titin, sh'yav oni v'dedei sevir, v'lo tzarech li temei ha-pa'omim, kimash shenos ha-pa'amach, b'simcha po'el kemei ha-pa'omim, b'lo v'shem lo simcha sh'adi ha-sinia, b'simcha ma'achas ba-brachah. Then you give the oni b'simcha, it's like you're giving an oni, someone who gives an oni b'simcha, with one time b'simcha, it's better than someone who gives an oni 100 times that simcha. That's what the Medrash says. Ani baratzon hinei besimcha, sheyir b'nei Yisrael latzos ha-truma besimcha baratzon, sh'ayei zeh yikaris bracha v'siyu v'matos ha-kuhuna. At the end of the day, you might think you're giving away to the kuhuna. No. If you're giving to the kuhuna, you're going to give tzedakah, you're going to give the truma, make sure you do a truma besimcha, because not only is you're going to help the kohen, but you're going to give it back to yourself. When you give, you're actually receiving yourself. Ahava, when you give, is really love. Like sort of Dasha says, ahava is have. When you do besimcha, you do something besimcha. Do because not because you need to, because you want to. You're doing it with love and with passion. That's what you say, Rav Soloveitchik used to say. When someone used to come into the shir asking for tzedakah, he would manage freeze because it wouldn't be chas v'shalom out of yira. It'd be such an opportunity in the middle to be able to give an ani, to give it to. Nowadays, people going around this and that. Everyone has to make their own cheshbon, but to make sure when we're doing it, to make sure to do it b'simcha, because that's an incredible lesson. To make sure to do everything we do b'simcha, especially when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Obviously, we don't have truma nowadays, but the mitzvah of tzedakah, make sure we do it nowadays. Make sure the ani feel like a mensch. Give him a bottle of water. Ask him his day is going. Give him a bracha. It's an incredible lesson from the Panim Yafos. To do something b'simcha, it's greater than doing something not b'simcha 100 times. Incredible lesson from the Panim Yafos. Let's review these 5 ideas. So start off saying from Refersh is Kol Machluk, Hashem 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 Zorich Ha'Liskayim, Hashem Hashem Ha'in Sof Liskayim. But the Mishnah says Hillel and Shammai, but by us it only says Korv Chodasa. Says the Rav Hirsch, when you're so committed to your own being, in your own perspective, in your own side, you don't even see the other side. In any relationship, says Rabbi Zag and my Yofa, if you had to be able to try to see the other side, or such Rosh Ramazan said, he never had to ask his wife for Mechila. Says Tatam and said, Rabbi, I never got into my fight. He said, what are you talking about? Did you get divorced? He said, no. He said, no, that's not what I was saying. So even though, well, of course we had disagreements, men and women are created differently, Rosh HaMazam said, but just because you have a fight doesn't mean you have to, just because you have a disagreement doesn't mean you have to fight. It's an incredible lesson in Menon al Chavira before the 3 weeks. The second idea of the B'nai Saskar, he said, we learn the Gemara Megillah, Chav Gimel Mabez, and Brachas Chav Af Mabez. We learn Davar Shabedusha has to be done with 10. Where do we learn from? Meragam and Korach. What do we learn from here? It says B'nai Saskar. He says that we learn from here that nothing's so pasha. Don't just judge from the naked eye. Don't judge a book by its cover. There's something sometimes, especially with tzaddikim, in the yesteryear, Hashem Tov and the Gra, and I always like to say, the Hashem and the Gra, there's such unity. Look at the Torah, it's all the same. Hashem Tov died in Shavuos, the Gra died in Ansukas, Matzah, Vasinu, Torah. Someone says that Chassar doesn't want to learn, Hashem does Yartzeit on Shavuos, and someone says that a Livak's not happy, the Gra is Yartzeit on Ansukas, Vasinu. It's all one, and not to judge a book by its cover. Because at the end of the day, we learn Dover Shebedusha from the Meragim and from Korach. Don't judge a Yid by its cover, don't judge any situation by its cover. The third difference from the Fidek Rebbe B'nai Korach, Lomesu, Vayadu Chayim She'oila, that even down in the grid, they were able to do tshuva, and that's why we say, the Fidek Rebbe says, they did tshuva right before. That's why we say, Lam Talon B'nai Korach, Shreya Pimcha says, right before, Shofar, to the Israel, a person could always do tshuva, and that's why we saw Salam to Sunday, the chiller with the light, as long as the light is still burning, I can still do better, I can still do tshuva. The fourth idea from the Ava Shalom, the Parach Mate Aaron, the base Levi, Parapate Mate Aaron, if you want to have chesed in your life, the base Levi, connect yourself to other Yidin, connect yourself to other Jews, make sure you're caring about other people, then you'll be zochet, and that's what the Shabbos Shalom. You want to have Shalom in your life, so you want to have the greatest bracha, like the Umet Mimnesh Uksin in Gimel Yud Bez. You want to have the greatest bracha in the world, Lamatzachar Shbach Kli Machzik. You want to have Shalom Shabbos. Make sure to care about other people. That's what the Rebbe Ramech would go on his Erev Shabbos. Looked like the Erev Yom Kippur. Finally, the fifth and final idea, the Panim Yafas tells us, Va'ani hine nesati l'cha, what's the Va'ani? Measures Va'ani be'ratzlin hine b'simcha. It's got to be b'simcha. Someone who does the mitzvah of tshumar, the mitzvah of tzedakah, one time of simcha is greater than someone who does the mitzvah of tzedakah 100 times of that simcha. And you pull Yeshua's mamish for yourself and from the Ani. She'yur b'nei Yisrael, says tshumar, b'simcha b'ratzlin sh'akein, ha'yidezei kainz b'racha v'shviz b'matanz ha'kuna. Yizochet not only to do it once, yizochet to all the shef and all the bracha. When you do tshuva, when you do ben adam l'chaveir, when you do tzedakah, when you do things ben adam l'chaveir, when you do it b'simcha, then you'll be zocher to the all greatest shefa in the Brach progress. Well, that's what Chabad's all about. The Rebbe is all about caring about other Yidin. I ask any person who was brought Mekayev through the Chabad, it's all because it was a kind word, a kind neshama, a Shabbos meal, a chant, whatever it is at the end of the day. Best way to realize the kindness in doing something b'simcha that is greater than Paul Yeshua's mamish. Should be zocher b'ezer Hashem to always try to see other perspectives. Always people not to make to judge a person or a situation by its cover, to make sure we could always do tshuva, especially in these months of Tammuz and Av. they're all connected to Elul, to make sure the mayas of Achtos, to be able to realize that we want the greatest shalom, we want the greatest bracha, to start with hiskashas to other Jews, to other Yidin, to caring about other people, not just scrolling down and you see a story in Yeshiva, but we care, we daven, we see that name in our WhatsApp, we do make sure to daven for the Rabbeinu Shem. Make sure to do mitzvahs b'simcha, especially when it comes to Ben Adam Chaver mitzvahs, especially mitzvahs tzedakah b'simcha b'ezras Hashem. Wish everyone a chodesh and b'saris tovus.